You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Big Suey, presented by DraftKings.
Why are you listening to this show?
The podcast that seems very similar to the other Dan Le Batard podcast.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to apologize for that.
In fact, the only difference seems to be this imaging.
I have been tempted in restaurants just walking past tables to grab somebody's fries that if they're just there. That hasn't happened to you guys?
I've done it.
And now, here's the marching man to nowhere, Fat Face, and the habitual liar.
The industry Stugatz helped build should feel flattered that he would entertain the idea of coming back to be a power broker. Lazy and fat and comfortable. Boomer Esiason just got done telling Stugatz that now, unfortunately, they're going to have a professional environment. Someone's going to come in there because I would assume Stugatz wouldn't be coming in all of a sudden in a tie, right? He's not going to be program director.
He's not going to become
management, is he? Is that what he was going to become?
No, absolutely not. He's not going to show up with that, though. He's not going to show up in a hoodie. But
I would show up in a hoodie. I would wear a hat. I was asking for a microphone at my desk. I mean, there were certain things I was asking for because I know the hosts there. They would try to get me on the show, and I'd be busy going through traffic because back-to-back car spots just played. And so I just said, hey, I'm going to be busy. Get the microphone. Put it at my desk. That way, if the guys want to talk to me, I could just pipe in from my desk.
I kind of want to.
Where the negotiation stalled.
I am actually sort of eager because I don't know if Lucy, Juju, Jeremy, or Jessica have any access to the human being Stugatz was before the character that human being belched out. Rich off fame and cigarettes and the sound of his own voice giving sports takes. Didn't matter how ill-informed they were, they sold, baby. Stugatz kind of helped invent the revolution of sports radio in Miami, where Miami had been doing sports radio the way New York did it. And Stugatz hired a whole bunch of young people and created a radio station that was doing it different entirely than the generation of people who were doing it all over the country, where people were finding us at the advent of the internet from all over the country because they needed to listen to this thing in Miami that felt like a lineup from top to bottom. Not all these disjointed things. See, this is what the fan has, and it's one of the few things that still carry over in sports radio intimacy that matter. The fan, all the shows feel connected.
Yes.
All of them, the personalities know each other. They bicker between each other. You heard something at night. Did you hear what they said about the guys in the morning? And then the whole thing's connected. Stugatz did that in Miami and toppled a giant. Not just the incumbent, a giant. The only thing in this city that had ever mattered, Stugatz took it down inside of 5 years.
I was working there. I said to myself, there has to be, because at this stage, back in like early 2000s, you saw multiple sports radio stations popping up in major markets. So we had one. I was working there. It was old. All the shows sounded the same. There was no connection. And I remember thinking to myself, there has to be a younger, hipper, cooler way of doing this in Miami. And so Dan is right. Thank you, Dan, because I got Dan, and we got Boog, and we got Sedano and Sid Rosenberg. We also had Joe Rose. I needed the big dog, though. The big dog, 6 in the morning, 6 to 10 a.m. every morning. I needed the billing. I needed the big dog. The B in big dog stands for billing. That's what it stands for.
And even before that, John Shambi, cross-talking with you, midday to afternoon. And John Shambi right now is doing very well covering the Cubs.
Oh, no,
right
but
now.
Wait a minute.
He's not, the voice of the Cubs.
No, but is not, that the same person as Boog Shambi?
Yeah, that's Boog Shambi, yes. Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Not very well. No, this is one of the great, great blessings, Stugatz. I don't know how people measure success in this business entirely, but one of the great blessings that I have seen in my career are people who I'm happiest for because they've arrived at something. And I felt these feelings stir on me over the last 2 weeks with Stugatz. Is that Boog Shambi has exactly the dream job that he's wanted to have all of his entire life as the voice for the Chicago Cubs. Like, yep. He is at the perfect job for himself, the one that he sacrificed the entire of his life in pursuit of through the minor leagues and everything else. And so basically at the end, you get to craft your own ending with the greatest of jobs. That's what Stugatz is looking around at 50. He hasn't done a lot of introspection in his life, but now the kids are out of the house. Kids are out of the house and like, what's my life going to look like? Oh, hey, wow, that was weird during the pandemic. Let's bury my mother and just skip right past it. Let's just skip right past it because we got to hurry up and now we got to take care of dad. And what does he want to do with the kids? Stugatz comes in here broken every week. His back hurts every week because he's flying all over the place chasing his daughter and championship lacrosse.
National champion daughter.
Doing that from New York. I could see how tempting that would be. Doing it, having all of that be closer to where his life was. I hope New York radio is flattered that someone who helped shape and shake this industry was willing to consider it at 50, but he didn't want to work that hard.
No.
Well, that hard for that amount of money, really. I mean,
that's the thing. I do wonder, man, how they could have gotten him there. And then I like to think about what would happen next, because he would absolutely knock people out of their jobs.
Right.
It would be messy. It would be bloody. He'd be like breathing over your shoulders. It'd be like executive producing the show with Mike snorting on your back.
I've matured a lot, Dan. And so there was a night throughout this process where I'm up late on my computer and I'm trying to dig up dirt on all the FAN hosts. And I realized it was right then and there that I should call Chris Oliveiro the next morning and tell him, listen, I'm going to pass.
That's top five hosts you would have fired for.
I mean, none of them have ever been arrested and nothing. I couldn't find any dirt. Yeah. But I'm sitting there 2 a.m. What am I doing here? I'm trying to dig up dirt on Giannotti and Sal Licata. Like, what is the matter with me? I mean. Yeah.
So Licata's number one.
No. Sal's doing great in the middays.
Dig up dirt. I mean, what happened? Didn't they have a guy? Is the FAN is Carton, isn't it? Like.
Well, time is then Carton.
Right. Okay. So, right. But Carton just got a promotion. That's what he got for the dirt you dig up.
Right. I would have been the third sketchiest person to ever work at that radio station.
What were the times that made you most lightheaded? Because I really do believe that this was sort of, I'm not going to say midlife crisis because he's 50, but. When you're checking in on your mortality and people around you that you care about are dying and you're sending your kids off to school and you have to decide what you want to do with the rest of your life, like even these dream jobs, they'll wear you out. Like, I'm not sure Stugatz still has to work.
I do.
Yeah, he's got a house to pay for.
Well, no, but when you guys
college to pay for.
No, but when you guys talk about Stugatz winning the lottery and not showing up the next day, I believe he needs an element of this. I don't believe he would just be on an island somewhere. I believe it's a part of his identity that he's proud of. Like, why would he just discard that thing and stop working? I don't think he would.
Time to check my social media.
Time to check it again. Let's see, who writes this in? They didn't put the name on this one, but someone wants to remind everybody that Billy called the Marlins' epic win against the New York Yankees yesterday.
He did.
Wow, salute to the Duke.
Yep.
He did get the bet correct. He said Marlins plus 1.5. And when I asked him to be better on behalf of DraftKings by giving good baseball information, his analysis was the Marlins will win because baseball.
And he was totally right.
Yes,
by
he
the
was.
By the way, Jake Berger, 3-run homer on his birthday. He has 15 RBIs. That's 41% of the Marlins' RBIs this season.
And Aaron Judge flies out the center with the bases loaded.
Hmm.
The end the game.
It's early.
Ryan Weathers, huh? They got something there.
Just 4.5 back in the wild card.
Hey, we're gaining on them.
Getting healthy at the right time.
2-11.
Ryan Weathers, I had a very hard time watching him last year. He's another one of these people who throws 99 miles an hour, and I don't understand how everyone keeps hitting it over the fence because he's always behind in the count. Like, I don't.
Not last night, though.
No. I know. They expect a great deal from him. But that. What's been interesting about that sport so far this season is you're counting on Ryan Weathers, you're 2-11, because all of your pitchers have broken down because it's unnatural to throw a baseball 100 miles an hour for an entire season.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what's happened to the sport.
They're missing four of their best starting
that's
pitchers.
That's correct. The Marlins.
The Rays saw it a while ago.
Baseball is dead in this town, and another season, Billy's season, has been ruined right off the bat so quickly that the manager a week in is negotiating, hey, how quick can you get me the hell out of here? Like a week in, it's like, can I? Like this, yes, I understand that I'm in the middle of a burning dumpster. Can you get me out of here? I'm the manager of the year. Did you see what I did with that shit last year? And so now he wants out. They had the most successful, most powerful woman executive in the history of baseball, made the playoffs with her. She's like, I don't want to work here. These are visionaries, these people. They come here, they do their job well, and they look, oh my God, the whole thing's rancid. Get me out of here. Like the whole, like organizationally, what, Jeremy, you're shaking your head. You're going to homer on the Marlins?
No, I mean, there's information and then there's homer, right? So like David positioned it yesterday as if Skip decided, I don't like Peter Bendix, I want out. It's not what happened. He had a great relationship with Kim, and when she ultimately didn't pick up her end of her mutual option, he said, well, hold on, I'd like the ability to be able to be a free agent at the end of this year. Everything he said publicly and privately, for that matter, has been positive about Peter Bendix. The thing with Kim is that Kim was not doing a great job running the minor league part of the organization, and so the Marlins were trying to figure out how to fix the front office around her to be able to run that part better while she was making really good trades at the major league level. She was great at the job in terms of making trades at the major league level, but there were weaknesses within her job. That doesn't mean they should have
they're
let
minor,
her go. She should have been built around as a part of the organization.
Look, their minor leagues were torn asunder by all that Jeter did poorly while he
Correct.
Was here. Okay? And she suffered in 1 year and got to the playoffs with what she had in a position that David Sampson called eyewash, saying that the other people were running the organization and these are the Marlins promoting a woman because this is the time to promote a woman.
Right, and he was wrong about that.
What ends up happening is that she has the success of that, does her job well, doesn't want to be here anymore. Hard stop. Skip Schumacher comes here, wants to be here, does his job well, doesn't want to be here anymore because organizationally there are some fractures here that create wild instability that people don't trust. Why would you trust organizationally anything from the history of this franchise?
Before Skip Schumacher, the Marlins had one of the longest tenured managers in baseball in Don Mattingly. And Kim did want to be here. She just didn't want to take a demotion in her power. And her view of bringing in Peter Bendix as president of baseball operations to run the minor leagues was that she wouldn't still have the full power at the
but
major
now,
league level, which
now,
reports have suggested wasn't necessarily the
now
case.
Now a new savior comes to town, a Rays person, and the season is done before it gets started.
Beat the Yanks.
No Sandy, no Yuri, no Brax. It's a nightmare.
But yes, Billy got it right. Yesterday, the 1-10 Marlins
yes.
were playing the 10-1 Yankees in New York.
Not today, Dan.
And Billy giving you gambling advice on behalf of DraftKings that allows us to have the best deal in sports media gave you the explanation that he would bet Marlins over Yankees plus 1.5. You had it the whole game. Why, Billy? Because baseball.
Hey, it's Mike Ryan. I've been watching sports for a long time now. As an adult, a lot has changed. A lot has changed since I turned 21 in the world. But once I was able to enjoy sports with the wonderful taste of Miller Lite, I knew that there was no topping this. I mean, I think back then, instant replay was barely used in other sports outside of football. So when I wanted to complain about referees, I would get all mad, and then I would take a sip of that Miller Lite, cool myself down, take a beat, and realize there are more important things, like the great taste of Miller Lite. Less filling and only 96 calories, the original light beer since 1975. You remember all those old John Madden ads? I still view them on YouTube occasionally. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Don Lebatard.
Let's go to 80.
His Bo. Name is Bo.
Wow.
I think Billy typed an 8 instead of a B. Fine.
It's a clear as day.
All right. $2.
Stugatz.
Number 80. Oh, go ahead. It's Chris Corner on the line. CC. Go ahead.
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz.
I have really enjoyed for a long time, whether it's Kenny Powers, Tropic Thunder, an assortment of other things, the work of Danny McBride. And Danny McBride is now saying that when it comes to the movie theater experience, the old-fashioned movie theater experience, that he simply does not want it upgraded to include dinner or beers.
Totally with him. I am. You go to a movie, you have dinner, and then you go to the movie. You don't have dinner while watching the movie. You have dessert while watching the movie. You have a snack. You have some peanut M&Ms. You have some Skittles. You have some popcorn dripped with butter, okay? Those are the things you have at a movie. Not a bottle of wine and a steak.
When's the joint?
Before the movie.
No prime rib for Stugatz with the movie. No big meal. Enough.
It was a part of a very Stugatzian take in that he didn't appreciate that for a movie theater experience, but then he also hawked Green Screens, which is a movie theater that is open for people to smoke marijuana at.
I don't want to have to cut into a steak and like see if it's medium. Like a prime rib, like it's too dark in there. Yeah.
I agree. It's too dark to eat.
Yeah.
The beauty is, though, you can just go to a theater without food, and then it's fine, and it's not bothering you.
Are you eating again?
I am eating a sandwich right now.
Jesus.
And this is my movie.
So you're saying others shouldn't eat during a movie, but you're eating in the middle of your workday at a microphone.
If you want to eat...
You're right.
Okay.
Love of God. $5.
If you want to eat, they have that for you at those theaters.
Yeah.
If you don't want to eat, go to a different theater. It's great. But don't get rid of my bar. Yeah.
I wouldn't necessarily be digging one of those movie theaters where people are just openly smoking. I would just not go to them. There's plenty of those options where they serve bottles of wine, although it is becoming more and more commonplace at some of the bigger chains.
You like them.
I do, because when I usually watch dinner, when I watch a movie at home, I'm having a meal or a bottle of wine, making an event out of it. I like it, but I can understand someone not feeling the clanging of silverware.
Dan, as someone who hasn't made it through Curb Your Enthusiasm season finale twice, you've fallen asleep, you can relate to, a recliner... alcohol and a little marijuana before, this is a dangerous combination. I am falling asleep in every movie theater. I can't do the recliner. I'll fall asleep. If I'm at a movie theater, right. I stay sitting up because if I recline, my wife, she always makes fun of me. She's like, why do you want to go to the movies? You're just going to fall asleep.
Mike said something, though, that I think is key to everything it is that we're talking about here, because I'd be fine with beer and I'd be fine with dinner. The place that I am drawing the line, cutlery. I'm drawing the line
right.
at a fork and knife
mm-hmm.
and cutting up a meal. If you tell me a sandwich or fries.
Give me some finger foods.
Or chicken fingers.
Yeah.
Usually time it out pretty well, and the trailers are long enough that I don't really experience that during the movie so much. But, I mean, people eat at different paces.
It gives off TV dinner vibes.
I couldn't agree more, where it has to be at the very most fancy. It's...
chicken sandwich or a burger. If you're going to have a full meal, that's the type of meal you're having. Not a steak, like where you're cutting into it throughout the meal. And a bottle of wine, whatever. Do you want?
I do that. I mean, if I'm having a bottle of wine, I do the steak too.
Right.
Do we all agree?
Why, I'm not going to do the popcorn shrimp with this bold cab.
Do you have a waiter that keeps coming out? Like, how does this
work?
No.
They come out during like the commercials beforehand.
Right.
Once the trailers are out, like that's about the last of it. Some people may drop off very low key, like the check. As a movie gets going, but they're pretty good about this stuff because naturally everybody would find that annoying, but their whole business is built on this.
We all agree on the lighting thing though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like you can't eat blind, like without like looking down at your food in a dark room.
Well, this
right?
is why I say it's
gotta lights
be,
are a little hotter.
It's gotta be pizza. It's got to be hamburger.
There are certain things you can eat
pizza.
Without light on that you know what they're going to taste like.
It's
you know what
popcorn.
Pizza's going to taste like.
Well, it doesn't have to be, guys. Like
I don't
they
need to see the pizza.
You don't know, but
the
lights are
lights on the floor and
yeah,
stuff.
They trust me. They've figured this out. These businesses have been around for a bit.
You don't want to be the guy with your phone light on eating a steak,
reading the menu.
If I don't want to eat dinner, I really don't want to be sitting next to somebody who is eating the prime rib.
Right on.
Yeah.
So don't go to that theater.
You have tables? Like, how are you eating all of this?
Yeah, you have
just
a little tray
sits
table.
On your front. Oh, this is not movies. Yeah,
it's like an airplane
movie.
Meal.
But
right.
those
it's not
theaters,
a movie.
I'm sure
ones,
Regal or AMC's got some right. options yeah. for
the
you
ones
to
with
just
food
chill out.
Tend to have the better chairs. I will say they tend to have
they
wider
have very
seats.
Good chairs.
The
sleepy chairs.
Exactly. The old people restaurant in my hometown now has a light in their menus that when you open the menu, it lights up from behind so you can read it in the dimly lit restaurant. So that people don't have to take out their iPhone to flash the flashlight on it. It's great.
If you hate the person you're going to eat dinner with that much that you need a movie playing so you don't have to talk to them, break up with them. Like, enough.
It's a fair point.
You don't need this whole... Get a divorce, break up with them, whatever. You don't need to go and do this whole to-do that you have a movie playing. See, I can't hear you. Oh, we can't talk. Just break up with them.
Dinner is the pregame to a movie.
Exactly right.
Right.
That used to be a proper date night.
Yes.
Dinner and then a movie...
My first date with my wife was.
It used to be a proper country.
And you wait, you see how dinner goes, and then if dinner goes well, then you're like, hey. We're gonna
do you think anyone listening to this just heard what Billy said and is like, I am gonna get a divorce? That's a good point by Billy.
I kind of felt like that's what he was getting at, but I was like, all right.
I'm just saying, like,
it's cool.
Look,
cool opinion, bro.
Ask any divorced couple out there. I'm sure a lot of them wish someone would have told them you should get a divorce sooner.
Ooh.
Correct or incorrect?
No
You're
doubt.
The guy. You're the guy.
If I have to be the guy saying, get a divorce, this isn't working out, I'll be that person.
You should just tap a guy on the shoulder and be like, the big D.
Hey. Well.
I'm gonna bring it up to
self. If I
don't
do it that way.
Don't do it
that
way.
Strange.
Don't
wink.
Don't do it that way. Do not.
A tap on the fanny after I say it.
No, do not.
Moving.
No.
I got you. A little wink.
No. Not a tap on the fanny. Not a little
big
wink.
D.
Not to a stranger. Not big D. No.
Made a
not,
hot dog.
Don't do any of those things. Bad advice all around. Also, I don't believe that anyone in the history of listening has heard a show like this one with a host like you saying what you said and then saying, you know what? I need to get divorced. The relationship I'm in is the wrong one. I didn't see it until now. What a terrible blind spot by me. How does,
thank you, Billy.
How does Billy see so clearly into my soul? I live with myself and my partner every day. I've never seen it before. But now that Billy articulates it that way, let me call the divorce lawyer immediately. Let me call 1-800-DIVORCE and see if I can get out of this.
The big D.
Listen, I'll tell you this right now. It probably won't happen. But of the people listening to right now, there are people that should be divorced. I'm telling you that right now. There are definitely people listening to this right now that should get a divorce. And of that percentage, there's a percentage that will get divorced. And of that percentage, there's 0% that are going to do it as a result of this warning. But I would say 100% of the people that are going to get divorced should listen to this warning and just do it. Wow. It's not going to get better.
Yeah.
Okay? You're going to get divorced. Do it now.
Your interactions at Moss are going to be interesting. Like, hey, you changed my life. Thank you so much. There was that one child. I was thinking about having a divorce, and thanks to you, I
went through with it.
I went through
it's
with
hard,
it.
It's hard. Look, it's hard to deliver the news. I feel like the doctor that has, like, the, you know, death diagnosis that's coming, you don't want to be the one to deliver the bad news. But if you're going to get divorced, just do it.
This all reminds me of that very bizarre Isla Fisher, Sacha Baron Cohen divorce announcement that was on Instagram last week. I don't know if you guys saw this, but
I did.
It was a picture of them like after they had just played tennis or racquetball or pickleball. I don't know. I think tennis. And it was like, we're putting down the tennis game of our marriage, and it's been a great match.
Well, it was better said than that. Let's go ahead and put
after
that up on the
after a long tennis
street.
Match lasting over 20 years. I mean, I think I was that? Spot on.
Dan was just super into
you
the costumes.
See that?
Dan saw them
you
in costumes.
Looked right past the words, salivating in next year's bucket of death.
Dan was devastated to see a couple that leaned in so hard into
you
dressing
can't
up
read this text?
Not making it.
It's not that small.
I can read it. After a long tennis match lasting over 20 years, we're finally putting our rackets down. In 2023, we jointly filed to end our marriage. We have always prioritized our privacy and have been quietly working through this change. We forever share in our devotion. I'm sorry, because it is small enough that I am
and
having
have
trouble.
For our children,
someone get a cell phone light.
We sincerely appreciate you respecting our family's wish for privacy.
And they're wearing tennis outfits. It's not the way that you normally see people announce
this
their
is
celebrity
the nicest,
divorces.
It's a happy divorce.
It's the nicest divorce I've ever witnessed.
I don't like it.
I saw Jack White during one of his divorces put out, they actually had a party to send off their marriage. They invited friends and people that actually went to their initial wedding to come over and celebrate their marriage. Tom Brady had the successful marriage. They say that your marriage fails, but you actually accomplished a lot.
Well, what are you celebrating? The fact that they had 20 good years together or that they're splitting
it's
up?
It's a good run.
No, I think that's a successful run. People change and they can change together and they can have the maturity to realize they accomplished good things and don't want to make it a nasty divorce, at least public facing, to make it look amicable. That's good for their kids.
Stu Gotts, I've noticed here that Billy is applying for the Nike divorce lawyer position because he's just saying just do it. He's saying that the slogan for divorce should be just do it, get out there and get out of your relationship. I will say that I've had this conversation very reasonably recently with some listeners who are
we were worried
a little
there.
Too early for that.
I've had
start worried about the prenup situation. Are we gonna have jobs?
I'm in a very healthy relationship with my wife, but I think we've had the conversation. If anything were to happen, we want to take an approach that's a little closer to that. Maybe not dress up in costume, although Dan would love that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in seeing other people talk about their marriages that lasted several decades and then end up splitting up, you're a little heartbroken for it. Jason Isbell, he had great albums about love, and he announced a separation from his wife, and I found that
who
very
he
disappointing.
Who he worked with, who he was performing all the time.
Marriage
with.
Is hard.
One of the things, though, that I was beginning to say before it is that I was interrupted because I'm not thinking about having a divorce, but I've been talking to listeners who have gotten divorced from this show who I don't like the changes. I don't like what's happened. I'm getting out of here after 8 years. Go bleep yourself. And I'm like, 8 years is a hell of a run. It's a hell of a run that we had your attention. Thank you for giving us your attention. For as long as you have had it, I'd prefer Misogynist Bane not have a mouthful of sandwich. Can Misogynist Bane
My name's Jessica.
8 years is a good run. How about you stick it out until we're done, huh?
Seriously.
Don Libertard.
Photography's not as hard as it's made out to be. And now with computers, I mean, you can make anything look like anything, Dan. It's almost cheating. It's not fair. Yep. If you push a button and it takes 1,000 pictures, you're going to find a good one in the batch.
There were a lot of photographers there taking thousands of pictures. One got that photograph. Okay, good retort.
Stugatz.
Haven't you ever passed by photographers? I guarantee you when that shot was taken, we didn't just hear. That's not what you heard. If you were by that camera.
Like in my ear with that.
He does a good camera.
This is the Don Libertard Show with the Stugatz.
I know that a lot of people are complaining about the NBA. They're complaining about the way things have changed so that you get your 150-point game because you've got a lot of people shooting from three. But I've really enjoyed the impossible skill that I am watching in that league. And Luka Doncic, Stugatz, who is as unstoppable an offensive force as I've ever seen, really. Like, I mean, there may be somebody that you find better, but he's as
several.
Good. He's okay, but he's, I'm just saying that wherever it is that you've watched basketball, the things that this person does, they're all crazy. And so he had, this seems impossible. Before I show it to you, would you say that you think it's generally plausible that somebody's going to put together a finger roll from the three-point line? A finger roll from the three-point line.
Wemby.
Because I want you to watch somebody who's not an elastic man, somebody who's not, you know, from
that was Stacey Augman.
From another that's
plastic man.
Plastic man. Yeah. Thank you. Here is Luka Doncic basically getting stuck on the perimeter and just finger rolling it from the three-point line. Yes, just throwing it into the basket, laughing at himself. That is not a good shot. That is not. It just ended up being a two-pointer because his
should have been four.
I love that now he's creating offense to limit his movement. Like, he's like, all right, I'm limited, so I'm just going to hit insane shots by burning up the least amount of energy to do so.
I was watching this live, and my initial reaction was like, that shouldn't be allowed. Like, I don't know why I immediately went to like, no, you can't do that.
You wanted to make it against the rules?
Yeah, it's not fair.
It's
she's
not
right.
Fair. I'm like,
no,
this isn't
not
fair.
No, but that's exactly.
I don't care about either of these teams.
But that's exactly what every frat guy would do in their dorm with a Nerf hoop.
Does he attempt these a lot and just miss them sometimes? Or is he one for one on the year with that? Because, like, if he misses that, all of a sudden we're like, what an idiot. What's he doing that for?
You have to retire the shot if you're one for one. That's it.
When most people go into their off-season labs, they go to a gym. He just goes to, like, the Segep frat house and puts up a Nerf hoop.
And drinks beers.
Let's go to some of his trick shots because he and Steph end up doing this stuff before games. And let's just see an assortment of Luka trick shots here because he...
Oh, my...
Yeah, that one is off the Jumbotron that is above center court that he made look pretty easy. It seemed like it was off the corner Damn. Of the Jumbotron.
He went Jumbo, backboard, and in.
And then at the All-Star game, he did the from almost half court where you throw it 50 feet into the air, and he made two in a row. Mm. It, crazy, man.
And what Steph does that stuff from the tunnel and from other places, and it is super interesting to watch the range. And this is part of what happened with Caitlin Clark, where we were sort of confused when we saw her shooting from the spot that usually had been reserved for Damian Lillard and Steph Curry.
Speaking of Caitlin Clark, Iowa, the football team, should recruit him to punt with his arm.
You're not allowed to punt with your... Yeah, it doesn't matter. Should be against the rules. That shouldn't be against the rules, but Luka's finger roll
on fourth down, he just
line.
Throws an arm punt like Josh Allen. That's totally legal.
Can I ask you guys a basketball question that no one's going to care about but this room? So there's this talk about The Office, Dan, about a 3-on-3 basketball tournament. And they ranked us based on nothing but appearance. And you'll be shocked to find out. They ranked Jess last, and I said, that is sexist, and in part
that
because they ranked me second to last.
Hmm. Of course they did. She can't play basketball. She's a girl.
She's literally never played basketball, and she made it clear to the person doing
Don't
the
speak
list,
for me.
A.k.a. me.
Mansplaining.
Wow.
I
you know
contend
what?
That having never played basketball in my entire life other than in eighth grade on the B team, by the way, no one taught me the rules. I was like, oh, this is fun. All my friends are playing. And I went out there during a game and just fouled the shit out of some girl. And my coaches immediately took me out and were like, you cannot do that. And I was like, I'm used to playing soccer. You could just body someone off the ball. Yeah. Apparently not in basketball. So I don't have the hand-eye coordination that most basketball players require, but I am by far the most in-shape person here. And if we're playing full court, I will run laps around these people.
We're doing half court.
No.
Thank God.
No bad habits, though, if you've never played before.
That's a good point.
I want to hear more about the rankings, though.
Well, she has bad habits if she's never played before, except that one time that she got kicked out of the game because she was bodying
was
everybody and fouling
I
everybody.
I just smacked the crap out of some girl, and they were like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Who was the first pick?
Tony. Oh, come on. He ranked himself.
Did Tony do the rankings?
Tony and Jeremy, it seems.
No, it wasn't me. It was Taylor started it, and then I helped him from there. He ranked me a little too high, but you know what? I'll take it. I got a kind of nice jumper.
Hmm.
But I'm not Tony.
I want to
actually. He's at the top.
I want to actually play. Like, I think this would be really fun.
Yeah.
We want to do a 3-on-3 tournament. We had enough people who volunteered to be a part of it to have 4 teams, so we could do a double elimination tournament. Yeah. Make some content.
Where was Dan ranked?
We figured Dan and you would not want to play.
Oh, Dan's a hooper.
We'd love to have the two of you and Ron McGill. I mean, come on.
Huh. It should be our team.
It has been a very long time since I played basketball.
That's what I said. I haven't played basketball in like 10 years. I'm going to be terrible.
None of us have, except
Let's
for Tony.
Let's do this. Like, you want in on this.
Me, Dan, and McGill.
Stugatz, I think, if we start asking some questions, he will think he's the best of the
best.
Well,
he has a state record for threes, if you remember correctly.
6 threes and a half in high school, Dan. Yeah. I did it against Long Beach. Billy Owens Jr. was on that team. 6 threes and 1 half. I'll never forget it. It's still a Long Island record.
Your lies are so great because of the details you put into them. Like, who here would know who Billy Owens Jr. is? Why is that necessary
for
this
Billy Owens Sr. went to Syracuse. Jim Boeheim recruited him on an outdoor court, 70 mile per hour winds, and Billy Owens hit like 16 threes. So his son was on the Long Beach team.
That story is in no way true. Not, I mean, 70 mile an hour winds. A guy who's so good at jumpers.
65.
That he can measure.
Jim Boeheim's out there recruiting people in 70 mile an hour winds.
Here's the other part of the story that's not true. He's the age of Billy Owens Sr., Stugatz is. So he's not playing against Billy Owens Jr. That's not a thing that's happening. That's not the child.
It's my game. I mean.
But I'm saying, you are. Check up, Jeremy, look up the age for me, please. Syracuse standout Billy Owens.
54
years
old.
Wait. Amin is ahead of me?
Whoa.
Amin? Where's Lucy?
Here are the rankings. Lucy is not on here. It is
probably also last because sexist. Sexist.
Juju shouldn't be number two. I see what's happening there. I've seen Juju dribble.
What's happening?
Whoa. Ooh. What is that supposed to mean?
I don't think Juju prides himself on his basketball game. I'm not sure.
No, I think you're wrong. Juju, I've heard Juju say he's better than Tony.
Juju played college.
Did he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Juju. Tony does not belong at the top of this list. Juju actually played in college.
Tony played in the NBA, he thinks.
I'm actually pretty offended. I'm offended.
And Mike Fuentes is higher than me?
No,
me
I'm offended
too.
No, there's that I'm a on the here. List because I'm totally not doing this.
Oh, come on, Mike.
I didn't agree to it either. I was like, I haven't played in 10 years. This is a
bad
idea.
We literally turned and asked you, and you said yes.
Yeah. Mike is the first person to leave the group chat, by the way. Yeah. When, like, we're all having a good time texting each other, like, oh, it was a fun show today, blah, blah, blah. Mike will just be like, Mike Ryan left the conversation.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that? But you start so many group chats.
Yeah.
And then you leave
group
chats?
He has a literal poop chat.
Yeah, I didn't start the poop chat, but no, it was just super unorganized. There wasn't a name for it. There wasn't a chat, Abby.
One with Amin on Friday that just destroyed me.
It was just,
that was the one he's talking about.
I knew how to eject myself. I would have done it.
There's no decorum. It should be labeled Le Batard Show except for the green phones. Like, but no, it was just chaos.
Mike has this rule where every chat needs to have one topic.
It's got to have a theme. So I know what I'm getting into.
It's like the intention of our Slack channels, but they quickly lose that theme.
Yes.
Then it's very difficult to figure out what's going
on. Like, I can't have one chat where people are talking about golf when we're talking about hoops.
Right.
Separate it.
Yeah.
So you leave those. If they go off, if the poop chat starts talking about hockey, you're I got to get out of here.
Yeah, got to get out of here.
Are they allowed to evolve? So if you have one that starts to say a baseball chat and then that baseball season ends and it evolves into the same people talking about basketball or something else,
he has a basketball chat.
Yeah, there's a Formula One chat that I'm kind of in and out on because they don't want to talk about NASCAR. They're very European. It's led by Witty. But it's also okay to talk about soup.
Yeah. What?
Huh.
So it's soup and Formula One?
Yeah, which I can.
NASCAR?
Yeah, well, I'm the one pushing.
I would like to be part of this chat.
You would? Formula
soup
One?
Soup and Formula One, yes.
Yeah, cool.
There's always a cutesy name to it also.
But actually, you don't have to add me to that. I don't want to be.
Billy, I'm offended on your behalf.
Why
is that? How low you were ranked on this. Jessica has reason to be offended too, but you're 6'2". You're taller than a great many of the people on this list. And Cougs?
I'm also actually
Cougs being one of the only athletes here. Cougs would play in slacks. Cougs would play in khakis. That Cougs is ahead of you?
Offensive.
That Cougs is ahead of you.
He was upset where he was on the list.
Billy, I think.
He said that he would be a pest to Tony. That he would really drive Tony crazy.
Defensive stopper?
Just put your hand in his eyes.
Kind of wow.
Being a pest to Tony gets you higher up the rankings. Billy is number one by
that
far.
Is true.
That's true.
Yeah. No Carl in that draft. I bet he could throw down.
Damn. Check out the soup.
What are you doing with Carl?
Why do you bet that?
Because I've seen him.
It's a French onion soup right there with fried French onions on top. That was a real deal, folks.
Wow. You've seen Carl do what?
I've seen him hold a basketball.
Oh.
Hold a basketball?
You've seen Carl B. Black.
Whoa. Whoa! Don't project onto me. I've seen him play basketball.
Don't shove words into his mouth. I mean,
he's just black.
We did a basketball bit. Carl, I've seen him on a basketball court.
You said holding a ball.
What do you want? Like, I saw him take four shots. I saw him take four shots and dribble for 6 minutes. Like, I've seen him hold a basketball.
Where did you see this?
It's a lot more.
When
than
we
the
went
rest
out and did the shoot, like, I had to go make like 50 points before coming to work one day or something stupid.
Oh, wait, I'm seeing him now holding a basketball. Chris is right.
Yeah, that's a top five pick right there.
In this workplace? Yeah.
Billy,
that is.
Billy, you.
I mean, I was four.
Billy, you. Well.
That's what I'm saying. This is a ridiculous list.
Billy, you are...
I think I'm 11th on that
list,
right?
Ooh, he can spin a ball on his one finger.
Oh, no way.
No way. Do it again, Carl. Hard to do.
Do it again, Carl.
Yeah, do that again.
Do it again, Carl.
Do it. Come on.
Let's do it. Show it. Just spin it on the finger. Come on.
What does that mean?
Too much pressure's on.
No, because that means you're good. Only good players can do that.
I can do it.
I can do it.
No, you can't.
Dan, you can't.
That's why we want you to enter a team.
Who's the best at spinning the ball on their finger?
I think I'd be pretty good.
Really?
That's how we should pick the teams.
Watch Carl do it. He does it one-handed. Carl, do it first, and let's see if Dan can do it better than you.
All right,
no one can do it better than that.
Oh, boy.
That's like a glove
Chris
trotter.
Is looking good.
Okay, that's going to be hard to beat.
Yeah. Oh, let go.
The spinning of the ball is going to make it spectacular. It's going to make it
hard.
Told
you, I've seen him hold a basketball.
But, Billy, you are 6 foot two, 6 foot one?
I was a Division I athlete.
No, I think Billy would be good at basketball.
No, I wouldn't. I'm not that insulted. I'm not. Basketball's not my thing.
But how tall are you?
Basketball's none of our things.
Well,
except for like Tony and Juju.
But you were behind some people there on that list who are half your physical size.
Yeah.
Half. Lewis was drafted ahead of you. And if you posted up Lewis, he would get caught in your ass crack.
But he's friends with Tony.
Yeah.
So by proxy, he's probably been like barking behind Tony at
Let's
some
see
of these
it, Dan.
Games.
Let's see what he's got.
Amin's really the insulting one. I mean,
yeah.
Got to stand.
There he goes.
Right, so Dan's standing now.
Standing. Yeah. Huh?
I haven't done
two
it.
Two hands.
Of course. Yeah, good excuses.
Carl just needed one.
Pressure's on.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Hey, not bad.
Not terrible.
Oh. Hey! Number one pick.
The big guy.
Let him go.
Back him down.
Still got it.
Hey, it's Mike Ryan, and I've been watching sports for a long time now. As an adult, a lot has changed. A lot has changed since I turned 21 in the world, but once I was able to enjoy sports with the wonderful taste of Miller Lite, I knew that there was no topping this. I mean, I think back then, instant replay was barely used in other sports outside of football. So when I wanted to complain about referees, I would get all mad, and then I would take a sip of that Miller Lite, cool myself down, take a beat, and realize there are more important things, like the great taste of Miller Lite, less filling, and only 96 calories, the original light beer since 1975. You remember all those old John Madden ads? I still view them on YouTube occasionally. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.